Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for Innovative Wellness Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, Innovative Wellness Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. Innovative Wellness Center. At 515-355-3200.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. It is Wednesday here on the show, is it not? Is it Wednesday? Yes. The June 12th AEW Dynamite is tonight. We'll talk about that show. We got matches announced. 7 segments announced for the show. They just added an interview with Swerve Strickland. We'll go over the lineup for that show. Last night, of course, was NXT, the fallout from the pay-per-view, the PLE this past weekend. We'll give you the full NXT television report. Not exactly the most newsworthy show, although, yes, Cody Rhodes was on the show. And he didn't do much. But they did have a funny moment. We'll talk about that. But he was there, and obviously the idea is they want to beat tonight's AEW Dynamite in both the ratings and 18 to 49. They had a very little competition yesterday, and Dynamite's facing competition tonight. So they think this might be the week to be able to do it. We shall find out. We've also got an announcement from WWE and NOAH is going to be made this weekend. We'll talk about that. It's going to be teased. Artie Evans, who recently resigned from TNA, is now working for AEW. So that was quick. We got the Raw ratings from Monday night. We've got an update on The Rock, who got injured while he was filming the Smashing Machine, a biopic on Mark Kerr. We've got, Ric Flair and Vince Russo and Eric Bischoff and Jim Herd. Do we have to talk about WCW today? I just talked about it for an hour, by the way, for the lapsed fan. Should be up very soon if you want to listen to that. I did watch episode 2. If you got questions, text them 425-780-7566. A lot to get into today. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time. Time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
This report is sponsored by After School Alliance. A million people are rallying for after school as part of the 24th annual Lights On After School, organized by the After School Alliance. The event shines a light on the many ways after school programs engage children and youth by making learning fun and providing educational and enriching activities. After school programs are especially important as students recover from the pandemic, but funding shortfalls have left nearly 25 million kids without the after school programs their parents want for them. Quality after school programs keep kids safe, inspire them to learn, and give parents peace of mind. Alliance Executive Director, Jody Grant.
Every day, after-school programs across our country help students discover their talents, build their confidence, and foster their creativity through enrichment and academic supports. As we continue to recover from the pandemic, it's essential that many more students and families have access to these programs. This year, 8,000 Lights On after-school events will focus on the benefits after-school programs provide.
Visit www.afterschoolalliance.org to learn more about Lights On After School.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Do you know what I did on my birthday?
What's that?
I spent an hour talking about World Championship Wrestling with a lapsed fan.
Oh, really? No.
And I'm doing this show.
Yeah, you are.
Talking about WCW.
Dedication.
What have I done to deserve this? Hey, you know what, though? I got my royalty check yesterday.
Really?
For Death of WCW.
What was
I'm getting royalty checks 20 years later for this book. If you've not read it,
point?
If you've not read it, you can go to my Twitter, at Brian Alvarez, or just go to Amazon. Grab your copy of Death of WCW. We got Kindle edition, the paperback. You can buy like a $500 hardcover if you can find one.
Really?
And the audiobook, which I narrate myself. And if you get an Audible trial, you get two free books. You can choose Death of WCW, and I still get paid. So, yes.
So you're all for this, then? You're all. For
I kind of am. I sort of am. I mean, I found out. I can't figure out this royalty statement. It's all these numbers. Okay.
Well.
But by my estimates,
it doesn't seem like a bad thing.
By my estimates. We have sold, R.D. Reynolds and I, either 101,112 books or 106,657 books. But I can't figure out which one it is. But the point is, it's over 100,000 copies sold. So I'm very proud of that. Not a lot of books sell 100,000 copies. And my last one certainly did not. You should never do is write a book about WWE during the least popular period in the history of WWE. That turned out to be a bad idea.
Kind of formulaic, too.
But, I mean, it did fine. It did fine. I think it did like 8,000 or something like that, which apparently I looked it up, and that's not bad for like a normal book, you know, 8,000 copies.
You also had the...
But my bar was high.
Well, you also had the benefit of distribution as well, too, and being able to get out there when people walk into what's left of the bookstores and actually see it in the sports section, maybe propped up or something like that. You know, you did benefit from that, not only from your publisher, but from your past success with the Death of WCW twice, not only in its original form, but then the anniversary edition.
Yeah, I talked for about an hour today. An elapsed fan should be up at any time.
Did you apologize to Ric Flair for apologizing to
I don't want to talk about these people.
These they're nuts.
All I'll say about the second episode is this. Whose idea was it to rehab Eric Bischoff? Anybody? The show ended with Eric Bischoff standing there in wherever the hell he lives in Wyoming, looking out of the rivers and streams.
Nice layout there.
As everybody talked about how amazing he had been in World Championship Wrestling. It's like, what? Listen, I'm as fair a man as anybody, okay? Eric Bischoff, 94, 95, 96. I mean, that guy, holy smokes. That guy did a hell of a job.
He had some visions.
But then, and as I mentioned on the show today, I'm one of the rare fools, who went back and watched the entire Monday Night Wars twice. I watched it twice. I watched it once live, and then I went back and I watched the entire Monday Night Wars a second time.
It's true.
Yes. And what did I learn upon second viewing?
What's that?
I learned a lot of things, but one of the things that I learned that people don't talk about nearly enough is everybody always talks about Finger Poke of Doom and Starcade and that Bash of the Beach and this and that. But do you know when, as I rewatched it, when I first realized, whoa, something's up. You know what it was? Guess.
When?
Guess.
God, I have no idea. Something in 90, late 90, early, what, 97?
Believe it or not, it was slightly earlier.
Late 96?
As we rewatched all of these shows, 95 was awesome.
Yeah.
96 was awesome.
Yeah, pretty awesome.
But when Eric joined the NWO. When he became a television character, that was, I don't know if it was that exact show or it was like a couple of weeks in, but he joined, it was November 96, someone says. Eric joined the NWO, and there was a Nitro, and it was the first one where I was like, okay, something's up here. Like, something didn't make sense, or, you know, I can't remember exactly what it was, but it really hit me watching it a second time. That was the beginning. When he made himself a television character and his concern went from booking the show and everything to, God, I got to do some stuff on TV now. I got to do a promo. I got to be in this segment. That was the first time one of the bolts on the wheel started to wobble. And then, you know, by early 98, they were doing great, but it was very clear this thing's careening out of control.
Well, yeah.
And then there we go.
And look, with Bischoff at the time of doing it, he was riding high. Everything was going great. As you said, we haven't even gotten to them, you know, reaping the benefits monetarily, let alone ratings-wise and all the prestige that came with that and all the crossover that came with that. And ultimately, at the end of the day, the tail just ended up wagging the dog because there were so many forces that, so many puzzle pieces that got put into play. The power that Nash and Hall had, the power that Hogan had, just having such a large roster and not a lot of control. The fact that there was still a lot of old school as all this new school stuff was taking place, the guaranteed all of these things. And they all culminated into the death of WCW. And at the end of this thing, I'll be interested to see how this series culminates and if there's any actual answer given or somebody hung out to dry and made out to look worse than the next person. But I get a feeling that that's not going to happen because, as you mentioned with Bischoff, we had him get completely slagged and we actually have him standing a little bit tall. And I think ultimately that's what we're going to see out of this with people, you know, explaining themselves as to why they weren't the reason, as to why somebody else was. And I think ultimately that's how this thing is going to end. And it's going to be one of those stories, much like the Montreal screw job and a couple of other things that just will end up lasting for a lot longer than it probably should.
But anyway, going back to the point of the show last night, it was all about, man, Eric Bischoff. The story was everything great that happened in WCW was Eric Bischoff.
Oh, boy.
And everything that went wrong was someone else's fault. Oh. And you know what? I'm going to have to hear the same thing next week with Vince Russo.
Uh-huh.
Everything was everyone else's fault.
Yeah. Now, okay, so we've got Eric Bischoff has played a big role. Do you think Brad Siegel, I'm sure by the end of this thing, is going to essentially have one of his own episodes, but from what they've shown, do you think...
I actually don't know who the last episode will be.
Well,
we got Bischoff this week. We got Russo next week. I figured we'd have Nash the last week.
Well, I was wondering about Kevin Nash's part into that, but I think ultimately AOL... Jamie Kellner, because again, there are people, and at the time, you know, hey, this thing could have rolled on, but it was AOL that killed it. Time Warner pulled the plug. You see how he's talked about TNT and the prestige and all of that stuff and not liking wrestling. I'm sure he's going to have probably more of a dedicated episode before this thing is done.
Well, we'll see. There's only four episodes, so number four is the one I'm interested in. But anyway, at the end of the day, everyone, you know why I died? Because it sucked.
And you know how you can read all about that? In The Death of WCW, available now.
Yeah. Hope I never have to talk about this again after this.
You will.
Back in a moment with more, everybody. Observer Live.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. That's 800-867-6917.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also WrestlingObserver.com. Well, on to other news here, because of course there is always other news. Announcement from WWE and NOAH set to be made this weekend. A, quote, major announcement at NOAH's Grand Ship 2024 show. What a name. NOAH's Grand Ship.
Well, they've been known for that over the years. You know, like Virgin Navigation on the green mat sort of thing.
Breaking. A major announcement from NOAH and WWE will be made at our Yokohama Buntai event on Sunday. A message from a certain wrestler will also be released.
Oh!
What do you think it'll be?
Shinsuke Nakamura.
I think it'll be obvious that something's happening.
Thanks, boss.
Well, they're probably working together.
Pay you for the scoops.
They're
there.
Trying to, WWE's trying to make, they're trying to, they're
in,
not
in this
Vince.
This announcement of something's going to happen,
listen,
I predict something's going to happen.
They're not Vince. They're working with Marigold. They're working with TNA. They're going to be working with NOAH.
Yes,
now,
they
the question is, who's coming where?
Shinsuke Nakamura's going to go over.
Yeah.
Makes the most sense to me.
Who are we going to get from NOAH?
Oh.
Gabe Kidd?
Oh, come on. He's in New Japan.
Well, I know, but he's working Kato Kiyomiya coming up.
I know. Well, look, that ain't going to happen. There's too much politics there, brother. You got CMLL and AAA are on the same page right now as far as working AEW shows. Let's not push it as far as the kumbaya goes across wrestling, you know? And look, this does not have to be somebody going over to work in WWE proper either. It could be somebody just coming over to work in NXT.
Oh, somebody will work in NXT guaranteed.
Absolutely.
In WWE.
Absolutely.
Because WWE has house shows there.
Absolutely.
July 25 through 27.
Yes, they do.
We'll see what we get.
This is the first time they're going to be dealing with their new business partner over there, Bama, who has had a long relationship with NOAH and involved in wrestling. So this is going to be a big deal. We know the Marigold deal. We know about Io Sky going over to face off against Hayashishita. So, look, maybe somebody shows up at that Battle Royal against Trick Williams. We see a name out there, Ryohei Oe. Well, I guess NOAH, never mind. He's a New Japan guy, too. I don't know, but we can see somebody from NOAH certainly in the Battle Royal, but I think it's more about what NOAH can get out of the deal and being able to get EO and Shinsuke and, you know, people like that onto the show.
I got distracted here by people talking about this WCW thing again.
Oh, yeah.
This actually is from the board.
Uh-huh.
And this guy here, The Fro, says Bischoff and everyone made tons of mistakes, but that he has some... Thunder was pushed on them by TBS.
Yeah.
Led to additional expenses and booking burnout.
That hurt. Yeah, that was part of it.
Well,
sure.
You know, I seem to recall at the same time WWF added SmackDown, and that worked out just fine.
It did, but they caused a lot of stress, and it was also far different operation, too, by the time it got to that point.
Well, I know, but my point is adding another show is not the end of the world if you are competent.
Yeah, that's true. But
thank
also
you.
With WCW, what you also have to admit is it was death by a thousand cuts. And everybody that took a stab over the time bled it out. And there was a lot of bad decisions that got made. It was a lot of self-inflicted wounds that happened along the line. And that's why, again, at the end of the day, when it comes to this, who killed WCW, everybody had a hand in bringing that thing down. From Turner executives and the AOL buyout and Time Warner on right down to the person that just didn't care and didn't show up for house shows and ended up killing that business. I mean, there was everything that they could have done to self-sabotage. They absolutely did.
Now, he also says nobody came forward to dispute the, quote, creative accounting that Dick Cheatham mentions in the Nitro book and in the documentary last night. Stuff
what
getting dumped
name.
On WCW's books to make TBS and TNT look more profitable. Quotes seem to back that up in the doc, et cetera, et cetera. All right, first off, listen. I've never heard the story. Not saying it's not true, but this seems like new information that Eric Bischoff has come up with. They, took some of our profits and shifted them to other divisions to make us look worse. That's his claim. Has anyone mentioned that early on when they needed to sign guys like Hulk Hogan, et cetera, that some of these contracts were actually, paid from the Turner side and not WCW?
Yeah.
Well, interesting.
It's true.
So maybe some of that money was just kind of paying that back?
Yeah.
And the other thing is, let me ask somebody, a question, okay?
Ask them.
I'm going to ask them a question. So, WCW in its last year lost $62 million, okay? The excuse is, some of those profits were shifted to other divisions that needed to be bolstered, right? That's the claim?
That's one of them, yes.
Okay, first off, when you're losing $62 million, there ain't no profits. Okay, well, whatever. Let's look at it this way. Let's say that in their peak year, by the way, let's say that they made $125 million, which they did. I think it was 97. So it was a profitable year in the history of any wrestling company ever. More so than WWE had ever made in a year. $125 million, okay? So let's say if they continued on that trajectory, they continued doing well. They were making $150 million a year. Let's say in 2000, if everything had gone great, they were making $200 million a year, okay? So they're making $200 million a year, and Turner is doing creative accounting to take even $100 million of that to shift it into other divisions that need to be bolstered. Let's imagine that happen, okay? If you had a company that's making $200 million, and it is allowing you to creatively take $100 million of that to bolster up other divisions that are not doing as well, why would you unload it? Why would you do that? The reason it got unloaded was because it was losing money hand over fist. It was not making any money. It was making no money to go to other divisions. It was doing nothing but losing money. It was losing money on house shows. It was losing money on pay-per-views. It was losing money on television. It was losing money on everything because it sucked. So I don't care what crazy idea you've come up with about this and this. You know what? If you'd been doing great, they could have taken the money and put it here and there and everything would have been fine. You would have been more valuable. But instead, it collapsed. It was a gigantic money drain. What's funny? It's on the documentary. What did they talk about on the documentary? Oh, the people at Turner didn't want wrestling. Right? Isn't that what they said? The people, they didn't want wrestling. Okay. Well, guess what? There was wrestling. During that period where they said the executives didn't want it, it was on. Why? Because it doesn't matter if they want it or not. It was making $125 million. Well, when you book like a moron and everything collapses and nobody buys tickets and nobody buys pay-per-views and nobody goes to the show and nobody buys merch and nobody wants to buy ads and you're losing tens of millions of dollars, well, now the executives hate it. It's easy to unload it. You helped them. So anyway, the reason it died is because the people in charge of creative and such were incompetent. They produced a terrible product. Fans decided, I don't want to watch it anymore. I don't want to pay any money for it. I'm going to go watch the other show because it's better. And they died. So come up with all of the excuses that you want. All I heard last night was excuses. But that's what happened. It was horrible. It sucked. It lost money. You can't do that as a business or you go out of business.
Yeah.
That's it.
They took the cash cow, they slit its throat after milking it dry, they cooked it up and served it to the executives on a silver platter. And you cannot expect TV executives who got into the TV executive business to have any sort of tie to pro wrestling. Even if they happen to be big pro wrestling fans, they tend to be fans of money and power and ratings and prestige and things like that more than anything. So yeah, for years, since the start of having wrestling on the Turner networks and the Turner networks expanding out to go national, there were people there that always wanted to get rid of wrestling, that wanted to kill it. But as Brian mentioned, when it's making a ridiculous amount of money, when you've cut into USA and you have now established TNT, that tried Sunday Night Football. TNT did Sunday Night Football. They had movies. They had prestige things on there. At 4 o'clock in the afternoon, it was old movie time. Like, it was Turner Classic Movies, like what they do now. Like, but at the end of the day, they were fine with having wrestling on there and holding their nose, the same way that I'm sure a lot of executives held their nose at the fact that the NBA may have been on their channel because they didn't want sports at all. They wanted some other type of programming on there. And you gave them everything that you needed. So at the end of the day, sure, did AOL and Time Warner and Jamie Kellner help to pull the plug on that? Absolutely they did, but you're the one who put it on life support to begin with and put it in the hands of somebody else, period.
We have Artie Evans, who resigned from TNA, now going to work for AEW. He was at Collision.
Not Artie Reynolds.
No, he is not.
No.
He was at Collision on Saturday. Allegedly will be at Dynamite tonight, working on backstage segments. And so he's been doing creative. He's done creative in WWE and TNA and AEW. So best of luck to him. Back in a moment.
Boy Stokely.
Observer Live.
Just went to Kohl's to shop their first ever customer appreciation event. And now I'm here to spill the details. Because I'm a Kohl's cardholder, I got an extra 30% off. Or if you're a rewards member, you get 20% off. Even non-members can save with 15% off. And as an added bonus, Kohl's also has great prices on Father's Day gifts. Like top activewear, Sephora cologne, grilling gear, and more. So what are you waiting for? Don't miss out. Hurry to Kohl's. Select styles. Some exclusions apply. Coupons and Kohl's cash do not apply to Sephora. Offers end June 16th. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
1 out of 2 Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered, so why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125.
With your choice of select sandwich, nugs, fries, and a drink, Wendy's $5 Biggie Bag is your go-to. Your nugget wingman. Your hot and crispy fry co-pilot.
Just like us. We're like the bag boys.
What?
Bag boys, bag boys. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when we bring your food?
For a deal you can count on, bet on Biggie and choose wisely. Choose Wendy's.
Bag boys, bag boys.
U.S. price and participation may vary. Includes choice of JBC or crispy chicken sandwich with 4-piece nugs, junior fry, and small soft drink. Third-party delivery pricing may be higher.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Raw, 1.61 million viewers, 0.5. Head-to-head with the Stanley Cup Finals. So it didn't do as well. Apparently people like the Stanley Cup.
If you're going to watch hockey at any time, it's usually for the outdoor game on New Year's Day and then the Stanley Cup Finals. That's about it.
0.95 in 18-49. The Rock was injured.
Didn't even get a one.
He sprained his credibility. Never mind. He got hurt doing the smashing machine, injured his elbow.
I think the big question is, did he show up on time?
It looks like a cantaloupe, he says, the bottom of my elbow. I find that hard to believe. You ever know what a cantaloupe is?
They're pretty damn big. Now, a peach, maybe.
Got banged up pretty good in our scenes. Might be some soft tissue damage, lots of fluid.
Of course, it wouldn't be like The Rock to embellish anything.
No. So hopefully he can continue on with this movie. I saw a picture.
Hopefully he can still go to In-N-Out Burger for the first time.
When they first announced that he was going to be Mark Kerr, I was like, what? The Rock?
No.
Well, I saw a still shot of him as Mark Kerr, and golly, kind of pulled it off.
Well, you know, they had some of the same training methods.
Ground and pound?
Something like that.
I'm going to talk about Ric Flair and these guys.
I know you want to, though.
I'd rather talk about NXT.
I just like how Jim Herd didn't respond to Flair. Russo did, and that got, you know, dragged out, and then Bischoff, I guess, just said his little piece and was done with it.
All right. Actually, first, before we get into NXT, just very quickly, tonight has the Dynamite Show, Will Ospreay versus Rey Fénix for the AEW International title, Mercedes versus Zooksies for the TBS title. Yeah, the title is on the line. Mark Briscoe, Orange Cassidy, and Kyle O'Reilly versus Kyle Fletcher, Takeshita, and Roderick Strong. Jericho's TV time with Private Party. Dustin Rhodes versus Jack Perry in a TNT title qualifying match. That's for the Forbidden Door ladder match. Roosh is in action. And we will hear from Swerve Strickland. That's the lineup for tonight. Are they going to lose to NXT or not? What do you think?
No, I don't think so.
You think they're beating NXT?
Well, I don't know. What's the NXT number? That's the whole thing.
Find out
because,
about
again,
20 minutes.
Now, look, their NBA is going to do some damage, so could they be under 800,000? I think that's very possible that they're going to be under 800,000. But it really comes down to, did NXT spike to, what did it do when Sexy Red was on there? What did it do last week?
Dude, it's like 0.23 and 760,000.
But okay, so again, it's going to be, I can see it being real tight. Because, look, if NXT did 800,000, I'll say that it beats it, okay? But I could also see it being neck and neck where they both did about 775. I wouldn't fall over shocked at that either.
It'll just depend on, I don't know. I look at the line. Will Ospreay and Rey Fénix, I mean, I'm excited for that match. Should be awesome. I will tune in for that match. I'll tune in nonetheless, but I'm going to tune in for that match. Mercedes against Zooksies, I'm sorry. I mean, I don't need
it's
to see
a Mercedes
it.
Mercedes appearance.
I mean, Mercedes, we'll see what she means having a match against, I don't want to say anything, I mean, I have nothing against Zooksies, but I mean, she's not drawing one fan of this show.
No, but here's the thing, Brian. Name somebody with the exception of Willow or Chris that probably would get a number or move something in a Mercedes, like before the show, you could say, okay, I think that's going to move something. I don't think anybody could.
So really,
you're selling it off the Mercedes appearance.
I think Mercedes against a name opponent of some sort, even a Sky Blue.
They did that.
I mean, that's something.
But
Zooksies is nothing.
No, I understand what you're saying, but I don't think it really necessarily even matters.
I mean, Mark Briscoe, Orange Cassidy, Kyle O'Reilly versus Kyle Fletcher, Takeshita, and Roderick Strong. I mean, I'm not
having Mark Briscoe.
It's going to be a good match.
Nice. Yeah.
It'll be a good match. I'm excited for the match, but I'm not sure that's going to draw a bunch of viewers.
No.
What's the story?
Let's cut through all this, because Swerve Strickland being on the show is going to, that announcement helps. Mercedes being on there helps. Ospreay being on there helps. The only thing they could really do, and they're not pulling this card out, is saying MJF is going to be here. Like, I mean, it right? Because we don't have anything concrete between him and Roosh. You know, Roosh is going to be on there, but they're not saying MJF is going to be there. And to me, that's the biggest thing you can do. If they were that worried about this week and they felt some kind of way about WWE loading up NXT, then I think they probably either would have or should have pulled MJF out of the hat. Because, again, unless somebody's coming back, like Jamie Hayter, what are you going to do here?
All right, some NXT notes. We'll do a full review with Dave and Vinny. I generally liked this show, but there were...
Dialogue.
There were
Women's
a few
dialogue.
Things that I didn't really like. So, first off, remember yesterday we were talking about wouldn't be NXT without a Gallus match?
Mm-hmm.
They announced Wes Lee, Tyler Bate, and Pete Dunne against Gallus. I thought, golly. Wes Lee, Tyler Bate, and Pete Dunne against Gallus. Should be a really good match. Kind of a showcase here for Wes Lee, Tyler Bate, and Pete Dunne. As God is my witness, Joe Coffey pinned Wes Lee. What is up with this Joe Coffey?
Solid.
That's it, Mike. He's solid. This guy, you know what someone reminded me of? They go, do you remember when Triple H was booking NXT? He had all this fantastic talent. The highlight, the glory days of NXT. But he was determined to get over the Forgotten Sons. And they were always getting pushed. And nobody ever cared. And they never got over. You remember this?
You just wait till Steve Macklin's in the Battle Royal for Trick.
Well, now we've got this Joe Coffey. Sean loves this Joe Coffey. And the fans, they just don't care. Like, there's nothing wrong with them as a team, but they're just there. It's like,
their work.
The funny thing is we watch AEW, and it's like there's so many guys that are so talented, but they're booked to just have bangers and lose, okay? And we see it all the time. And it's frustrating because, like, a lot of these guys is like, why isn't Takeshita, I mean, he's just there to have good matches and do jobs, right? And you get angry because it's like, he should be doing better. Well, this is like the opposite, where these guys are good workers who should be there to do jobs, but instead they beat the actual stars.
Over
and over again. This match, did you watch the match?
I did.
They had a great match, and these baby faces are making a comeback. And the place, I swear to God, this place was, they were going crazy for this match. And then big dive, wipe out Gallus, they're having so much fun. And then Wes gets back in the ring, he gets hit with a lariat and pinned by Joe Coffey, and the crowd just went, what? Killed him dead. And for what? Like, what's Joe Coffey in line for? Why did he beat Wes Lee? Like, literally, they just did a three-way for the North American title with Obafemi, and they put Joe Coffey in the match so that, like, he could do the job and you wouldn't beat Wes Lee because Wes Lee wants his title from Obafemi. So I'm like, okay, well, great. Now we get Wes Lee and Obafemi one-on-one. And literally on the very next show, Joe Coffey beats Wes Lee. I'm like, why did you do this? Why?
Look, you need to have guys like Gallus. I would rather have Gallus there than a lot of other people in that role. And it's sometimes you have to give them credibility. You have to give them a little bit of something. At the end of the day, you know Wes Lee is going to go over Joe Coffey. You know Gallus, they're going to get to a certain point. Maybe they even win the tag titles, but I don't see that in their future right now. But maybe that's the plan too, you know, in the future here. Look, you need to have some credibility for some of these people on the lower mid-card and the mid-card. And I get it. Look, I'm surprised that your anger is not on Javon Evans and Sean Spears.
Oh, I'm getting to that.
I know.
Don't jump the gun.
But I even understand that one. Because you're not ready to put him in the stratosphere yet with Javon Evans, so he's got to actually, like, you know, slow down, learn how to work with a guy that's got a lot of experience.
Hold on.
What?
Javon Evans, he had that match with Ilya Dragunov.
That was really fun.
Freaking awesome.
Ilya Dragunov.
Where if Ilya hadn't been the champion, Javon should have won. Okay?
Well,
when it was over, we all said, okay, time to strap the rocket to this guy.
But they did.
Which they did. He ended up working a main event with Trick. He's teaming with the world champion in a main event. They're giving the guy wins. And then, I don't even care that he necessarily did a job, but Sean Spears beat him. Sean Spears has done nothing.
You're right.
Nothing. He's not over. Nobody cares. He's not in an important storyline. He's not doing anything of note. And he goes in there and beats Javon Evans. Why would you put the brakes on Javon Evans and have Sean Spears beat him? It doesn't make a lick of sense.
Okay.
None.
In that case, in that look at that lineup, in that locker room, you want to have him have his first feud with somebody. You want to have him have his first real story with somebody. Who is it? You can't use Joe Coffey. He's tied up right now. So who do you put in there then? Who do you give him the loss where you wouldn't be complaining about it then?
I don't even want him to have a loss.
But
I want someone to be elevated for once. He worked indies.
Elevated.
It's not like he came out of the NIL and he's a shot putter. The guy can already work.
But
he's fine.
Obafemi is higher than him on the food chain. Wes Lee just came back higher than him on the food chain. Look, I understand it. If they were ready to strap the rocket to him and give him the North American title, have him go over Obafemi or have him beat Trick, and he's that guy, okay. But that's obviously not what their plan is. So I got to be
honest.
That's
the problem.
But, okay, if you're going to do that with him, are you going to do that with everybody? Why not do that with Obafemi?
They are doing that with Obafemi.
Then why not just have Obafemi beat Trick then and be in the that?
Because he's got a different belt. He's the North American champion. You've gone all the way with Obafemi.
Okay, so let's just say he beats Sean Spears there. So you never want to see him beat Sean Spears again. Then
I don't want to see him against Sean Spears again, ever.
So you want him to have a Goldberg-type streak then?
No, but I think that he should be beating guys and moving his way up the ladder. And when Wesley, you know what he should do? Wesley should beat Obafemi. And then he has his title reign.
Why?
And then he puts over Javon Evans. That's what they should do. Because you know what? What do we keep complaining about with AEW? Nobody ever gets elevated. And they had all of these young guys, 18, 19, 20 years old. Now, you know, MJF's
trying to act like
MJF's 27, 28
anybody?
Or whatever. These
Trick
guys.
Williams, Ilya Dragunov, Carmelo Hayes, Braun Breaker. You're
put
telling
them
me they're not
over
trying to elevate anybody?
When
Tiffany
they're
Stratton?
Young.
Roxanne Perez?
Put them over when they're young. Javon has something very special.
I know.
He shouldn't be losing to Sean Spears under any circumstance.
So what's his feud then? So, again, I don't know. To me, you're overvaluing him, I think, a little bit too much here as far as being that dude. And I get it. And I'm not thrilled with the Spears situation either.
Then why are we arguing?
But with that said, because I understand that he needs to be in a feud with somebody and he's going to take an L. To me, it's like, again, he's got to take it to somebody. Who is it going to be against?
I'm going to go over the NXT. I'm going to go out. I'll tell you after the break. Back in a moment. Observer Live.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills,
you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
I looked up and down the whole roster. You ready for this? You know who should have beat Javon Evans?
Who?
Nobody.
Uh-huh. See, exactly.
No, because here's the deal.
So Goldberg, that's what you're saying?
No. Dude, he doesn't have to win every week, brother. But listen, you established that he can almost beat the NXT champion. He almost beat Ilya Dragunov. So your follow-up, you have gone from him almost beating the world champion to teaming with the current world champion to doing a job for Sean Spears. Why would you do that? If anything, once you've established that he can almost beat the world champion and he's good enough to team and win with the current world champion, then if he's losing to someone, it should be Trick, Obafemi, not Sean Spears. If he's going to lose to somebody, there needs to be... What is the reason for him losing to Sean Spears? What is the reason he had to do that job? To have a 50-50 with Sean Spears? How does that help Javon Evans?
It depends that you don't know what the story they're going to tell is. Rocky didn't turn around and beat Apollo Creed in the first fight. They had a story that they wanted to tell. And I get that you wanted them to...
Who was Apollo Creed?
Who was Apollo Creed? Yeah. Carl Weathers.
I know that.
Yeah.
But who was he in the storyline?
The world heavyweight champion?
That's not Sean Spears!
I know that, but for heaven's sakes. Look, I get what you're saying, but there also needs to be a hierarchy and order there. And look, I wish they had some more people established because, like I mentioned during the break, a heel Brooks Jensen by this point, maybe that you could have did something there. But that's the way things go, and you're going to have to deal with it, Brian. Deal with Joe Coffey, and you're going to have to deal with Sean Spears.
What a horrible birthday. I'm out of here, everybody. I'll talk to you next time. Wrestling Observer Live.